This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the things that happens, just to harken back to the top of the program, when there is instability and chaos to some degree like there is now, is that decision-making becomes really, really important. The risks are high, there is lives on the line, and there is money on the line. So a lesson now on relatively low-stakes decision-making from a recent transplant to London.
My name is Mauricio Olivares. I'm a research associate at University College London. My area of research broadly lies in econometrics, which is the intersection between statistics and economics. So the first day that I rode my bike in London, I was, first of all, very excited, but also a little bit scared. I had planned my route a little bit. However, there are so many things that you need to take into account. It's a big city, a lot of cars, buses, pedestrians. And on top of that, the extra layer of difficulty in my case was that this thing of leaning on the left. I knew in general, I had an idea of where I needed to go. But because I couldn't be checking my phone constantly, I looked at the other cyclists that were next to me, and then I said, okay, this person looks like they might be going to where I'm going because they look like students. And this is where a big university in London is, so I'm just going to follow them. My rule of thumb was, if they look like students, I'm going to assume they're students. And then I just started riding behind these two guys who were in front of me. There was a time when they made a left, so I made a left, and then a right, and so on. And then at some point I realized that they were actually on campus, and I was like, okay, this worked. These people took me to my final destination, and I'm still alive. What I did is something that decision makers have at their disposal, something called heuristics. Simply put, heuristics are mental shortcuts, rules of thumb that people use to make decisions faster. I think the origin of the word heuristics comes from Greek eureka. You know, when you have this eureka moment? Suppose that, I don't know, you want to decide where to invest your money. Calculating all the potential risks and all the returns of a certain investment, maybe that is something that you don't have all the information. One thing you can do is to follow what others do in a way that if someone that has been successful following certain investment strategy, you can think of, oh, this person probably knows something that I don't know, so I'm just gonna follow them. In this particular case, when I was riding my bike, my representation heuristic was, they look like students, I'm gonna assume they're students. It is very likely that they go to the same destination. Now, one thing that I have to emphasize is that this kind of rules of thumb often also induce biases. They work on average, but that doesn't mean that they will work always. I don't know if I was lucky or if my guess was a very educated one, probably because I've been a student for so long that now I can pin down exactly what a student looks like. But if I were to repeat this strategy every day, perhaps I will find myself making more mistakes than not.
Mauricio Olivares riding his bike to work at University College London.